Hello and welcome. We are having an interview today on the Erica Glessing Show for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And if you don't get lit up hearing from this next woman, you are like, don't have a pulse. This is one of the most exciting people I have met, both physically, spiritually, intellectually. She just brings it on at every single level. I want to introduce to you Angela Drake. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Erica. Hello, viewers. Hello, all. Thank you so much. I'm tickled. I am tickled to be here. And I love spontaneous combustions of molecular joy and epic proportions. So this right here, right now is beautiful.
So, Angela, what's something that happened to you that just, it was like maybe one of the worst things or one of the life things? What's something that just like was a curveball that when you look back, you go, that made me change, or that woke me up, or something like that?
Absolutely. So there's been so many. I call those rebirths. And they're actually, for me, they're mandatory in this life design that I've chosen to enter back into this embodiment as. So one that comes to mind is at 15. I attempted suicide at 15. I was living with my mother. She would not allow me to see my father. And my father was just this really safe place for me to land. And he was living in my childhood home. And I said, I'm going to go to my dad's. And I grabbed a bottle of her sleeping pills. And I was like, you know what? Adios. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm complete here. And I went to my dad's and I took the bottle of sleeping pills, and he was talking to me, and we were so happy to see each other. And he found I fell asleep on the couch, and he found one on the ground. And so I got rushed to the hospital and, you know, stomach pumped. And I actually went into a really beautiful coma. And in that coma, I was visited by my family of light. And I did negotiations with them. The negotiations were, they wanted me to come back through. I had some things that I needed to accomplish with the human species, with earthlings. And at the time, I was like, I'm really complete. There's really nothing more for me to do. And they said, no, actually, there is. And you'll be an activator and a cultivator and a creator for people to truly, truly allow themselves to be and receive more and all of who they be in their embodiment. And
I have like full body, head to toe chills.
Yeah.
I can see in my mind's eye as you showed it to me. I can see the coma. I can see the beings. And I can even see you going, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm complete. Attached. And then they're like, what if? And now you're in this full body state of actualization. So this is a funny question, which kind of feels a little odd. But do you have a book that you like for the audience?
Oh, my heavens. So I had about, let's see, 11 years ago, I had about 12,000 books. And when I was called by Pele to move to the Big Island of Hawaii in a dream, she said, move to home to the Big Island of Hawaii. And then I started working with Hawaiian kahunas while after we moved there. I got rid of all of my books. I was told just to donate all of the books, donate all of them. And because I am a mother and frequencies inside the dynamic of the cellular dynamic of the mother creates the reality of the children. So frequencies create. There is a book called by Shovel. Diane Shovel. She is all about energy creating. I'll have to get to the book.
Okay.
But it's all about
podcast.
It's all about energy creating the reality for your children. As your children are creating their reality, your frequencies are creating their free. So it's this whole thing of unfreeing your children from their own fury by getting yourself in total vertical alignment, which means heaven on earth inside of you, I am responsible for my own frequencies. Therefore, my children are free and in their own sovereignty.
Well, that's pretty deep. I'm feeling a little deep on that. And I like to ask people what your favorite song was when you were 16.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, seriously, I was so sexual when I was growing up, like literally, like sultry. My mom, my Catholic mom and my Catholic father said that I was like the most sultry little girl, even when I started dancing when I was 3 and moving my body and like I would get out of the public pool and lay flat on the concrete and like press my vagina up against like gentle pulsing on the warm concrete as I was drying off. So I've always been sensual and sexual and oozing and evoking sultry. And so for me, Prince actually saved my life, because even though I had like a near-death experience and you pop open into this awakened state of like massive allowing and expansive space, what can happen is you're like, holy fuck, is there anyone else out there that actually can like, that I resonate with? And not much. So Prince's music. And actually, you know, I've actually have been able to connect with his frequencies in his afterglow. And
I went to his house.
You did?
After he passed, and I got messages from him, and I will share that with you after this podcast interview. I just have like one more minute left.
Yes.
And so for our audience who is sort of the spiritual light worker,
yes,
what can you share with them? I know you have so much to share. What can you share with them about being themselves? There was something you were saying that I was just really loving. Yes.
Authenticity. Whatever you have to do to allow yourself and give yourself permission to be authentic, whatever it is, sexual, sensual, a powerhouse, verbally expressive, whatever it is, allow yourself the permission to be authentically you. Nobody else can be you, and everyone just does their best. Moms, dads, everyone, grandmothers, they just do their best. We came through manualists. You create the masterpiece of your own creation. I create my own essence, my own beingness, my own outrageous, my own wacky voodoo. That's like, we create that.
Okay, and then how do I reach you if I want to find out more?
Oh, okay, so I'm all over social. My teacup Yorkie Terrier is playing ball with me this whole time, so he's excited too. I'm at Angela Drake on Facebook. I'm at AngelHeart1111 on Snapchat, AngelHeart1111 on Instagram. I'm on Awake with Angela Drake at YouTube.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Erica, you're amazing. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book, The Energy of Spirit. Buy The Energy of Spirit today on Amazon and explore how you can connect with the other side.